On December 25th, the day after Czechs celebrated Christmas, around 200 people gathered at Prague's historic Vyšehrad Cemetery to mark the anniversary of the death of a giant of Czech literature, Karel Čapek. Daniela Lazareva reports now on a tribute to the great 20th century writer.
Czech actor Miroslav Seitz reading an excerpt from Karel Čapek's collection of essays on political matters, or Zón politikon, during a short commemorative ceremony at his graveside. At a time when Czechs are disgruntled with the state of Czech politics, the Brothers Čapek Society, which annually organizes the commemorative event, could hardly have picked a more appropriate excerpt from the author's works. Actor Miroslav Seitz, a big fan of Čapek, says there's a wealth of wisdom in his books.
I think that the vast majority of his work, let's say some 70% of it, is as topical and valid of our times as if he had written it yesterday.
An author whom literary critics like to classify with Aldous Huxley and George Orwell, Čapek anticipated the possible course of social and human evolution on Earth with surprising clarity, debating the ethical aspects of revolutionary inventions and expressing fear of impending social disasters, dictatorships, violence, and even the unlimited power of corporations. Some of his best-known works are R.U.R. Rossum's Universal Robots, which coined the word robot, The Macropolis Affair, which deals with human mortality, The Absolute at Large, a vision of consumer society, and Krakatit, which anticipated the invention of a nuclear weapon-like explosive. On a lighter note, he also wrote detective stories, stories for children, and even a book on gardening. Each of his fans finds something different to appreciate about his work.
The way he uses the Czech language, the way he expresses himself, has always fascinated me.
There were times when his books were the only really good literature on the market.
Karel Čapek's most productive years coincided with the founding of Czechoslovakia and its brief period of democracy. He was close friends with the country's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, and his talks with T.G. Masaryk, one of his best-known non-fiction works, inspired many a Czech politician, including the country's first post-communist president, Václav Havel. Čapek's worst fears of dictatorship and violence materialized. He died in Prague on December the 25th, 1938, shortly after the notorious Munich Agreement ceded significant Czech territory to Nazi Germany, marking the beginning of years of oppression for his homeland.
Thank you, Daniela. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague with me, Ian Willis.